could see the missiles being shot out of the jets. Shortly thereafter, there were great balls of black smoke that came up into the air. And at that moment, we knew that, in a certain sense, history had died in Chile, that the past had died, and that we're entering a world that none of us particularly understood at all.
On September 11, 1973, Chief Commander Augusto Pinochet's military junta bombed the Chilean presidential palace repeatedly, killing democratically elected socialist president Salvador Allende and dozens of his supporters. 29 years later, U.S. orchestration of the fall of Allende is well documented by the U.S. government and the international press. CIA documents reveal that in 1970, the U.S. supplied arms to the military opposition for their attempt to curtail Allende's inauguration. Stephen Buck, Oberlin professor and resident of Chile during the coup.
The U.S. provided arms for a band of paramilitary terrorists who were going to kidnap the commander-in-chief of the Chilean armed forces, a man by the name of René Schneider. The plan went awry. Schneider was killed instead of kidnapped, and it became quite clear that this was done by the right wing and not by the left, and that prevented Allende from being kept out of office.
In the first year of Allende's presidency, the ailing economy improved dramatically. In this same year, Allende's administration nationalized 90% of banks and intervened in 70% of the country's prize international markets. With U.S. investments being threatened, the CIA poured millions of dollars into right-wing media and opposition groups. 1 month before the coup, the CIA continued to destabilize the vulnerable political climate by subsidizing a strike of 35,000 transportation workers. Chilean-born Fernando Torres remembers the strike.
There was a huge, huge strike that lasted for many, many days, and Chile was practically unmobilized, stopped, because all the truck drivers were on a strike. And there is proof on that a lot of those people were receiving money by the CIA. There was rationing of stuff. You had to form lines. And, of course, everybody blamed it to the government. Everybody blamed it to Allende's government. But this was a part of a destabilization plan by the CIA and by Kissinger. You know, their main objective is to stop Allende, no matter if they stop democracy. And they did.
On the morning of September 11th, Allende was giving warning of the attack on the presidential palace and was offered safe passage out of the country. He refused. September 11th for Chileans commemorates the day in which 17 years of military oppression started. Stephen Volk hopes Americans will commemorate the day of September 11th with Chileans.
My hopes coming after September 11th in the United States is that the U.S. population in a general sense would come to share with those people in Chile a sense of, we have now all been through this together. We know what terror is like. We know what happens when airplanes rain down terror through the skies, whether it's the bombing of the Moneda or the destruction of the World Trade Centers.
For Free Speech Radio News, I'm Pauline Bartolone.